There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, moving through calls quickly. Thanks for holding while Pachenik was on. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I originally called to speak about the police, but you said you got no answers pertaining to solutions. My solution is we quit listening to mainstream media on TV. When I saw them announce about the cop killing, I automatically thought false flag. As soon as I saw the photo they showed, it showed a pistol and it showed camo pants with guns on it, with blood on it. False flag. Like Dormer. You know, the most surveilled cities in the country, they don't show us any videos. And I think the solution is, instead of always being on the defensive, we have to go on the offensive against this racism. And it would be great, Alex, if you could print out some Martin Luther King t-shirts and everybody start wearing them, and we just take up the flag of Martin Luther King and we just wear them.
Nonviolence. No, that's a great idea, and I wish MSNBC and others would do that, because they have a small audience, but they're definitely stirring stuff up. You know what's sad? This government, and the New York government, has been caught staging false flags and going along with them, so you have to look at it being a drill or set up. I watched the videos carefully, though. It looks pretty real to me. This guy killed his wife, and then there was a terrorism drill going on, and he went and killed them. Or killed his girlfriend. And, you know, he already had blood on him when he put it out on Facebook that he was going to go do this. So, Sandy Hook's a false flag. We got the blue screens and the kids going back in the building and no helicopters called. And, I mean, I don't want to go into it all. But, I mean, when it's a false flag, we'll say false flag. I don't know. I mean, this looks pretty real to me. But it's not a bad question to ask because they've got a history of it. Terry in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I was on StarTribune.com, and the grand jury of Minneapolis, the Hennepin County grand jury, cleared the four officers on the Highway 212 shooting in Eden Prairie. They were two people, Matthew Service and Don Pfister of Wisconsin, and what happened is the two were in a crash. They crashed the car, and then Matthew Service came out with a knife. And the four officers shot him right then and there. And then she came up, and then she got the knife, and he shot her too.
Let me ask you a question. If you're in a car wreck, why do you jump out with a knife at the cops? And the last thing I'm going to do is the cops pull up, I'm going to jump out with a knife. I'm not saying it's good that they shot him, but why?
I don't know. What I was concerned about is, you know, they always talk about the tasers that they have, and they're so proud of them. Why aren't they using those?
I hear you. I hear you. There's the article. Grand jury clears police officers on Highway 212 shooting that killed a couple. I mean, is there video of them coming at them with a knife? Because there's so much lying that goes on. That just sounds crazy. You just jump out of your car from a wreck. You're not even being pursued by the police. You run at them with a knife. That just sounds crazy. But people do crazy stuff. That's why I'm allowed to have guns under the Constitution to protect myself, because a cop can't be on every street corner. We're living in a real tyranny. Nelson in Florida. Thanks, Terry. Nelson, you got about 1 minute. You're our tail gunner.
All right, Alex, I'm a musician in South Florida, and I wake up people every day, and I had a suggestion about putting together the Constitutional Freedom Truth Tour with, like, Hank Williams Jr., Willie Nelson, Ted Nugent, Billy Corgan. You know all the musicians that are, you know, liberty-minded. And we do it every weekend, and we educate people. We create info warriors in every city that we go to, and you host it.
You know, that's a great idea, but trying to get people and their managers to work together is like herding cats. There's a reason you don't see, like, people walking their cat, because they go in all directions. So, but it would be fun to do that.
Try something. I think we need to wake people up in each city. So I do it every day, and it works beautifully.
I know it does, brother. Great job. Tell us about your band.
Well, it's just me. I'm the Outlaw Patriot here in South Florida. I do authentic Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash. I play to families, and everyone's concerned. Every small business that I go to.
Absolutely. People are waking up. God bless you. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow live.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their programs until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be here every day this week, live, but Christmas Day, to make up for some of the days I missed last week. And, of course, we were live yesterday with the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Well, where to begin today? This is just a smattering of what's coming up. We have video of this and audio. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on parents and turn in their firearms, even when they're legal. And to take, this is a PSA video being paid for through Bloomberg Groups, to take your parents' guns and take them to the police. That's encouraging, in my view, theft. And it's very dangerous. Hey, you're 10 years old, go get your dad's gun and take it to the police. Or take it to the school. What if some 10 or 12-year-old does this and gets gunned down? when they pull a gun out at school. I mean, this is just unbelievable. We're going to be getting into that report, getting into Paul Watson's report. There's just no end to the statist, just like in North Korea, trying to get control of our children's minds and telling us our children don't belong to our families. They belong to the state. Time magazine says right-wing militias are the real threat to cops, even though statistically, you can look at the numbers, people directly tied to right-wing groups or militias kill about 4 cops a year. I have the Justice Department's own numbers here. Conversely, thousands die while writing tickets when cars come out of their lane. Still, thousands more die in car wrecks. Thousands get shot in shootouts at bank robberies, you name it, with drug gangs, things like that. No, though. When you go to the actual Homeland Security training manuals and videos, it's all, we're talking like 80-something percent, about the evil right-wingers. We've got to have MRAPs. We've got to have tanks. We've got to have armored vehicles. We've got to train because there's a coming war with the Patriots coming. Meanwhile, you have the Justice Department, and you now have the former deputy director of the FBI coming out and saying this. You have police unions coming out and saying this. And I'll go through the articles that, indeed, the White House and the Justice Department are putting out the narrative using very sad cases like Garner and Brown and others to cause a huge backlash, a cause celeb, and then a legitimization of shooting police as a form of protest, which is hurtling the country towards an expansion of the police state in answer to it and to a backlash that will be unduly focused on to black folks. But see, the government wants black people isolated, under government control, in government reservations, only thinking the Democrats and Al Sharpton and MSNBC and Mr. Maddow, excuse me, Rachel Maddow, are going to save them. They want them balkanized and isolated, scared of everybody that isn't black, and everybody that isn't black scared of blacks. This is how they have destroyed the black community in this country to a great extent, and they're using the same tactics, just reversed, to destroy every other community. When the truth is, people just want to live together in peace. People go to school together, they work together, they get married. People just want to get along and be friends and go play softball or go fishing. People are just people. See, they had a problem 65, 70 years ago. Blacks in America were more conservative on average in the most conservative white areas. They had higher savings rates. In many areas of the country, higher legitimacy rates. That is not children on a wedlock. Were extremely Christian. Were anti-communist. The communists in the 30s tried to take over black communities. It fell on its face. So Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, this is all public knowledge. You can look this up. Said, we're going to go hire all the major black preachers, pay them huge salaries, build them churches, and we're going to replace one system of control, segregation, with another to get rid of these huge, rich, wealthy black neighborhoods. They said, oh, you don't want us in your hotel? You don't want us in your restaurant? That's what doesn't kill you, only makes you stronger. So they had hotels, restaurants, shopping malls, you know, department stores back in the 30s and 40s. And so we've got the public letters by Congressman LBJ and others by the 50s saying, listen, these blacks are voting for the Republicans. They just passed the Civil Rights Act. They just voted in Eisenhower for a second term. We have got to shut them down. The answer was the Great Society. Hey, women, we're going to give you a free paycheck. Just don't have a man in the house. And we're going to have social workers, and the state's going to get involved. And boy, you can see what's happened. You can see the destruction. the destruction. The demographics are over the top. 80%+, in some areas 90%+ illegitimacy. Crime rates in some areas 10 times what they are in other areas. I mean, the numbers are well known. They run from bad to worse. And now those same demographics are shifting into every community because it's a program of degeneration. And when they're done with all the hip-hop gangsters and all of the cop killer music, when they're done, black communities are going to look like open-air Warsaw ghetto concentration camps. They always test the takeover on who is seen as the weakest group. And it's all Democratic Party run, Chicago, New York, D.C., the list goes on. And these cities collapse, like Detroit, when they're done. And they know exactly what they're doing. Just type in LBJ's racist letters on blacks. Type in Margaret Sanger's letters on calling blacks weeds, subhuman weeds that had to be dealt with, and how they would forge a liberal movement to get their trust. This is not my opinion. You can go online. You'll go to major universities online. You can see scans of Margaret Sanger's handwritten letters to different robber barons who were financing her to carry out the operations. In fact, go back up to the top of that and I'll give folks the source. MSNBC. Lyndon Johnson was a civil rights hero, but also a racist. And they try to spin it because he uses the word, the N-word, a lot. There's the Washington Times, Margaret Sanger, racist eugenicist extraordinaire. But they just call him racist. Folks, they lay out the complete plan in public letters that I've made films on to kill as many black people as they can. And they've done a great job. 52% of blacks since 1973 never got out of the womb in one piece. You're not going to hear anything from the Reverend Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton or any of these people that, oh, black lives matter and I can't breathe, and use some of these sickening examples to stir everybody up. Let me tell you, cops didn't kill 52% of black people. The government did. In a letter to Gable in 39, that's Procter & Gamble, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can strengthen and straighten out the idea that if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members, Margaret Sanger commenting on the Negro Project, Tuskegee was part of that, just so everybody know, injecting blacks with syphilis, in a letter to Gamble, December 10th, 1939. And it just goes on from there. Do you understand? So I don't want to hear a bunch of arrogant, high-horsing, oh, shut up, you're white racist. And that's usually from some trust fund racist punk. Like this guy, we have an article about it on Infowars.com that works for the Justice Department, meets with him, you know, white. He's running around on video saying, hey, pigs in a blanket, to the police. There's new video of him running around saying that, pigs in a blanket. Pigs in a blanket! Like, I'm going to get to that and name him later. This is so the police all form ranks, see the public as the enemy, and all these tactics that will then be used on poor black folks will then be used on everybody else. Ferguson protester met with DOJ taunts police with NYPD cop killer quote. Fellow protester labels shooter mother bleeping hero. Was he a hero for shooting his girlfriend right before he went and did that too? And granted, and a lot of New York PD are arrogant. They're in their own world. It is a sight to behold. I've been in Mexico around corrupt police, and they're not as arrogant, though they'll shake you down worse.
They're more corrupt, probably, but not as arrogant. Because they understand. They just want the money. They don't want to rub your face in it. The cops in New York are worse than cops, in my experience, in Mexico. And I've been to Mexico a lot. But it doesn't mean you get to randomly walk up to two of them and blow their heads off. And a lot of them are good people. But it doesn't matter. They get due process.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to open the phones up. Hear from people that think it's a good idea to shoot police. Because we even had a few calls yesterday saying, well, I don't want to shoot the police, but you know, they've got it coming. See, there's the paradox. Because if you look at Albuquerque, that has one of the highest rates of shooting unarmed people, homeless people,
And as the cops pull up, one of them says, you know, I'm going to kill this guy. I can't wait to kill him. And then they shoot him over and over again and then let the dog bite on his dead body. And then nobody gets in trouble. And you see police choke somebody to death and then they don't get in trouble. But even if you think that's cold-blooded murder, then do you randomly go out and just shoot two cops sitting in a car? Absolutely not. Plus, all that's going to do is start a civil war. The police will arm. They will start getting itchy trigger fingers. They'll start killing more citizens. And it is going to turn into a giant bloodbath. It is going to descend. And you can see the media, the stick-run media, the same ones that want our borders open and want our kids and want first inoculations and want our guns and are putting us under UN treaty and that want to censor the internet and that want to control our lives. The rich crony capitalist elite in our free market that are insulated from most of this. Of course, Bloomberg's kid just got mugged on Friday. They said, oh, normally the police station at the house, but they're work at night. Oh, you get police stationed at your house. But if I live in Chicago, I don't, and I'm not supposed to have a gun.
Actually, it was their gun grabber, Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, it was Rahm Emanuel's son. That's right. Did I say Bloomberg?
I think so.
I can't keep track of all these gun grabbers. I know almost every gun control group out there is funded by Bloomberg or by George Soros or by the UN or by the Ford Foundation. He had Mayor Emanuel's son robbed outside a family Lakeview home, CBS News. Thank you for correcting me. I mixed these traitors all up. Michael Moore, it was six bodyguards. These guys have been arrested carrying guns illegally before. I tried to ask Moore a question on the street in semi film martial law, so the guy started basically hitting me, bumping into me. And as soon as I ran my elbow back into his side, he, ooh, ooh. Those are some bodyguards, let me tell you. That was pretty funny, actually. Some video. I want to hear from you on this issue. I know I talk about it a lot because this is what the globalists plan to do. Destabilize the country, racial tension, focus the anger that people have on the government at the police instead of the criminals up the chain. There are a lot of peaceful ways, effective ways with ideas and lawsuits and peaceful demonstrations to take this country and this planet back. Freedom is popular. We need to legalize freedom, as Ron Paul has said over and over again. And I've seen the entire preparation by the Pentagon, the police system, you name it, to bring in the crisis that Obama, in his last 2 years, plans to kick off. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, or police, or people that agree, because I got to these callers today, well, I want to kill cops, but I see what's happened. Because, you know, they're killing a lot of us. And they were white guys called in. And I've got a lot of criticism on InfoWars.com. It's a minority of criticism, but it's there, and on YouTube. Hey, Alex, the police are out of control. Well, you don't fix a problem by doing more something evil. Two wrongs will make a right. MSNBC is hyping this and demonizing the police. That's all you need to know. They're scapegoating the most visible group that is, in many respects, the enforcer of the corrupt system. But they're Americans, too. And you just cannot say because someone is in a blue uniform that they're the bad guy when there's so many different jurisdictions. That's why we don't want a central federal government running at all. Because then there's no diversity in it. There's no reform. It just tends to get more corrupt. 800-259-9231. Can we stop the attempt to start race war, civil unrest, a civil war between the people and the police? And once they get it started, Time Magazine's saying it, they're going to flip it on the Patriots. Just like they said that Homeland Security was for Al-Qaeda, now it's for the Patriots. 800.
the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used OxyPowder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as my most green and good, crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The AP reports that police killings of blacks has been voted the top story of 2014. I think the militarization of police and the federalization and the internationalization of police, because the feds themselves are captured and occupied, that's just a fact. That is one of the biggest issues in the country. But the fact that the media could make, I don't know, what is it, a couple hundred, maybe, controversial cases maximum of black Americans being shot by police? Is that really the top issue in the country, or is millions of black babies aborted this year? Does that matter? No, no, no. That doesn't even blip on the radar screen. Every week I see an article where a black cop in a questionable shooting shoots a white person. There are no riots there because there is no media hyping it like the police just shot Martin Luther King. The media, run by the globalists, is hyping it. So you know it's not good. That's what I'm saying. The police killings of unarmed blacks in Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere, and the investigations and tumultuous protests they inspired was the top news story of 2014, according to the Associated Press annual poll of U.S. editors and news directors. See how it serves as a giant distraction? Not the president becoming a dictator, not Raul Castro saying, be a dictator, use your powers, not the open borders and legalizing the illegals, not global government being openly announced or our own government getting caught funding ISIS and our own military saying no to it. None of that matters. In a year crowned with dramatic and often wretching news developments around the world, the number two story was the devastating outbreak of Ebola in West Africa, followed by the conflict in Iraq and Syria, fueled by the brutal actions of the Islamic State militants. How about fueled by the West publicly? When you really know what's going on, reading this is just, it's like 1984. It's like I'm working in the Ministry of Truth or something, reading this propaganda. Among the 85 voters casting ballots, first-place votes were spread among 15 different stories. The Ferguson entry received 22 first-place votes. Ebola, 11, and Islamic State stories, 12. And I guess it's kind of true that that would be the top story of the year, because they're just reporting on what the top story was. But the same media, state-run media, made it the top story so that we'd all be at each other's throats. And I know I harp on this because it's so central to everything. The president, outside of Congress since January, legalizes anybody and everybody that hits our shores. They've had top Border Patrol officials on record say, quote, we complete the smuggling process. We load them on buses. We give them money. They are shipped to Democratic Party facilities or to government schools or to Democrat homes or to churches, and that's it. I've got family goes to a Methodist church, and they basically take up offerings to help finance all this. I mean, this is prolific, ladies and gentlemen. But, oh, that's not even a story. The president becoming a dictator, for all intents and purposes, is not a story. So I'll throw this out at the listeners, too. A, can we stop a race war, civil unrest being started? B, where do you focus your real political energy, your peaceful energy? But certainly you don't focus violent energy on cops. But as I said, when the Civil War kicks off and they're successful, that's who's going to take the brunt of it. And a lot of people at a primitive level will go, good, they deserve it. They've had authority and have been arrogant and imperious and brutal. Really, from small town cops to cops down your street, they've really been brutal to you? They've really, all of them? Because I've seen corrupt police growing up, drug dealing police. I've also seen police help a lot of people, and police have helped me. So, under the Constitution, it's a good thing. Under the New World Order system, yes, the police are under a bad system, but we need to attack the system intellectually and not follow MSNBC and Al Sharpton's cue, along with Media Matters, who again attacked me a month ago. I think the headline was, Deranged Alex Jones claims Obama and the Justice Department trying to stop race war and want to get cops killed. Can you guys pull that up? I want to read the quotes. Now you see it happening. They know full well I'm exposing them. They don't like it. Because when they're done wiping out a whole bunch of police and the full police state comes in, they're going to put real criminal thugs in. When they order them to go mow down a bunch of people in the inner city, they'll do it. Or when they order them to come grab me and put a bag over my head and disappear me, they'll do it. That was their headline on the Bola. I forget their headline like a month ago. It was something like that about Jones's latest theory. Obama wants race war. I think Raw Story did that too. Mother Jones. All the usual White House controlled suspects. But that's how communists and socialists always direct things, is at the grassroots government, because they want to just overthrow that or intimidate that so that it backs down and then lets them get in charge of the government apparatus at the top. There it is, Salon. Alex Jones's wild new Ferguson theory. The wing nut. Oh, that really discredits me using a, might as well call me the space alien. Radio host is convinced that the riots are merely the first salvo in Obama's nationwide race war. And then you go read my quotes. I said they're planning a war to start killing police, and you see what's happening. And again, I'm not bragging about how I'm right. I'm telling you, we know what we're talking about here. And when they're done getting a race war with the police going, race/police war going, destabilization campaign, they'll fully federalize the police, and then they're going to flip it. They've already, behind the scenes, already done this. On to gun owners, returning veterans, constitutionalists, pro-lifers, evangelicals, and then on to anti-war groups, everybody on the left as well. And on to protest and freedom of speech, period. It will be seen as something that is linked to cops getting their heads blown off. And the police will go out and get more brutal, and then it's going to spread, and then they're going to get the orders or start targeting patriots, and patriots are going to see other patriots drug away and disappeared, and then patriots are going to start fighting back, and oh my gosh, is it going to be horrible. And you will see George Soros and all the rest of the Rockefellers and the rest, they'll go hide out in Europe. They'll go hide out in Monte Carlo or in Geneva or in London while all this goes down. And it is going to be hellish. And that's how you bring down America, and that's the plan, and that's why I talk about this at least once a week in detail, because if we don't turn this around, this is how they're going to take the nation down. And they're going to take out their enemy, the states and the cities, the independent jurisdictions, whether they be good, bad, or ugly, there's a mix. And the American people and the veterans that the globalists fear, they want to wear us out killing each other. And then they're going to roll in after 2-3 years of this. They're going to roll in with the UN troops, as Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger have all been quoted in Foreign Affairs magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations. They've all shot their mouths off for 20 years about how they were going to use race riots and destabilization, balkanization. Just like they'll stir up a civil war in Syria and then say, oh, we got to go in to end the civil war. Or they'll start a civil war in Tunisia. Or they'll start a civil war in Egypt. They'll start a civil war in Iraq, to then bring in their solution, breaking the countries up and putting them into larger super regions. This is a ancient Roman / British, in the more modern sense, great game is what it's called. Just Google British Empire, the great game. That's what it was called by Cecil Rhodes, by Kipling, by all of them. Just, it's all there. It's all public. The battle plan is public. And here's Time Magazine. Then we're going to go to your calls. Oh, there it is. The Great Game was a term for the strategic rivalry and conflict between the British Empire and the Russian Empire. The supremacy in Central Asia. The classic Great Game period is generally regarded as a running approximately from the Russo-Persian Treaty of 1813 to the Anglo-Russian Convention of 1907. A less intensive phase followed the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. That's right, British intel put V.I. Lenin in, declassified. In the post-Second World War, they put old Alois Hitler in there. In the post-Second World War, post-colonial period, the term has continued in use to describe the geopolitical machinations of great powers and regional powers as they vie for geopolitical power and influence in the area. The great game is usually attributed to Arthur Conley, the intelligence officer and the head of the British East India Company's 6th Bengal Light Cavalry. It was introduced into mainstream consciousness by British novelist Rudyard Kipling. See, my memory's pretty good. In his novel, Kim. I almost bought that for my son, Rex, yesterday. Kim. I was in a rare bookstore. I'm going to go back and get that. I almost bought him Kim. Scroll down for me. I forgot I read that when I was a kid. And then it just gets into divide and conquer, how they balkanize different tribes off against each other. You can see what they did in India right there, what they did in Pakistan. This is a public operation. They're going to run a great game on us here. The drug war is a great game. You ship most of the drugs in. You then control the big crime gangs. You shut down the small ones. You corrupt the police. And you imprison the general population who dares use the drugs for being so stupid. And then you put them in private prisons, competing with the rest of the economy, lowering wages so only drugs is the economy. Oh, how did the British take down China? I forgot the Opium Wars, which is even pre-Great Game, but is Great Game. I mean, does anyone really want to know how the world works? Because it's all there. Tiger, tiger in the night. Tiger, tiger, burning bright. If there is the brightest star in the night, you know it is thee. John, Bill, Mike, Jacob, James, I'm going to go to all of you. But I'm going to say it again. I'm giving you the Death Star plans right now. I'm giving you the Rosetta Stone. I'm giving you the public documents of how this works. Are we all that dumb? That's what football's about. Coke, Chevy, Cowboy, Redskin. Black, white, male, female, gay, straight. This is how they just get us all obsessed on these surface issues while we're all being gang raped by the globalist. Now, after I take phone calls, I'm going to, at the bottom of the hour, I will get into this. North Korea threatens strikes on U.S. amid hacker claims. They deny they've launched the hack attack, but then say they'll basically blow up the White House. They can't even... They've got like 50-year-old Russian cars they drive there. You talk about a Rosetta Stone. North Korea and Kim Jong-un is an example of you like big government moving to North Korea. It's an example of how pathetic the state is, what the state finally degenerates into when the state is God. When the state cannot be checked. When the state cannot be challenged. It creates stagnation and literal hell on earth. A dark age. The Dark Age Devil Kingdom. And then it's run by a toddling little wimp who can hardly walk at like, what is he, 25 years old or something? Third generation king who thinks it's cool to have Dennis Rodman, who wasn't cool 15 years ago. Who talks like Sauron. That's a joke video I saw comparing Dennis Rodman to Sauron's voice. And now these guys hacked Sony. I mean, this is all a psyop in my view. I've sat back and watched it, looked at it. North Korea's denied it. But they had to add their normal, we will blow your country up. And the minute the globalists want to, they'll just blow something up, say North Korea did it, and we're off the races. North Korea is absolutely horrible, absolutely terrible. But the people running us are 1,000 times more sophisticated and, at the end of the day, evil. I mean, North Korea is a lens into what government worship creates. Fox investigation, CDC may be hiding thousands of Ebola cases. That was on Fox News yesterday with an investigative report. I just know I got medical doctors saying, yeah, there's Ebola, and they just disappear the people. Just shows how they control things. Borders wide open. Nobody even seems to know that. We're going to get into Time Magazine saying right-wing militias are the real threat to cops. So they're getting everybody prepared for that. That's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to take your calls right through to the bottom of the hour. Then I'll get into North Korea, the latest on censorship with Team America and the interview. Saudi oil chief says no conspiracy behind oil prices. That's a funny one because we know there's a OPEC's rigged. That's come out. Gun control advocate urges kids to inform on their parents, turn in their firearms. Actually, tells kids to steal them out of the house and take them to the police. Pretty amazing stuff. That's all coming up. I want to thank all of the listeners, our AM&FM affiliates, for making the show possible, supporting our sponsors. Be sure and support our local AM&FM affiliates. Become sponsors or support local sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them. Spread the word about the broadcast. Get friends and family sitting around, you know, the tree this year. Get their iPhone, get their Droid, and say, hey, download the free apps at Infowars.com/show. And you can still, you can't order the products at InfowarsStore.com and still get them by Christmas, but you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv where we have the nightly news, this show simulcast, all my films, and so much more. It takes 1 minute to sign up. It's $29.95 right now for a year. It's at $54.95. 20 memberships for the price of one. That's $2.50 a month. 12 cents a person is what it comes down to. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can, for $5.95.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And again, I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let's go to John in Texas on the police topic. It's so transparent, even former deputy director of the FBI has come out and said that the White House and the Justice Department are responsible for promoting this narrative. It's so transparent. it's almost like there's a civil war in the government as well. Obama has the lowest approval rating of any modern U.S. president since they started taking polls. That's in the news today. The military absolutely loathes him. So the good news is the whole system isn't buying into this tyranny. The bad news is it doesn't matter because they're still getting it all through. What's your take on this, John?
Oh, you know, Alex, back in 1980 and when I was living in Michigan, I lost my job at Chrysler's and I had to take a job working for a security company driving a patrol car. And I had to work with a lot of police. And by and large, most of them treated me good, and I didn't have no problem. But once in a while, one of them would get up in my face and start screaming, calling me a pretending cop and what the hell I was doing there. And it was all I could do to hold my temper, you know. But what I'm saying is a lot of cops are their own worst enemy, you know.
There is an extreme arrogance in a minority of them, and the police should absolutely rout that out, or it's going to allow the globalists to scapegoat them into an explosive civil war. I mean, do you agree with my point that the establishment, the George Soroses, want the cops to get the blame for everything instead of the system?
Well, they want to destroy the police, period. You know, they want to put their police in there. They'll probably bring them from overseas or something, you know. They want us to turn on our cops. That's part of the game plan, you know.
Exactly. So how do we navigate this?
I don't know, but you got all these communist agitators out here forming all this stuff. I mean, they've been there since the 1960s, and people are going to have to realize that's who's causing all this unrest, and they want a revolution. That's, you know, they want to be another Lenin or another the Trotsky or whatever, you know.
That's it. It's a great game. I mean, British intelligence, I can't believe that even on Wikipedia, they have links to major universities. They admit that the British helped bring down Russia, putting the communists in. That is so hardcore cold-blooded. And then the CIA and British intelligence put Mao in. That just lets you know who's running the show. I mean, these people are evil, and they now want to finally bring down what's left of America. And I just hope we're not stupid enough to go along with it. Good to hear from you, John. Bill in Michigan, first-timer on the police topic. So what do you think's happening?
Yes, Alex. Your last caller here in Michigan, he hit the nail right on the head. And I disagree with these people just shooting, you know, our police officers. There is a lot of good ones out there. But there's also a lot of them that are out of control. And here in Michigan, I blame our governor, Ricky Bloomberg Snyder, you know. We have all these, drunk driving stings and seatbelt stings. And, I mean, they're pulling you over in the middle of the day for a burned-out headlight.
Oh, yeah, it's total police state, revenue generation, totally federalized, predatory, and it's out of control.
It is, you know. And, I mean, but shooting police officers isn't our solution, but us citizens, you know. I mean, are we just out here for prey for them, or, you know?
The argument is you need to follow the law. I mean, half the Americans can't even pay for their inspection sticker now. You're supposed to walk to work? I mean, the country is falling apart. And it seems like the worse the economy, the more tickets they're writing. And meanwhile, Google and General Electric are tax exempt, and I pay 43% tax. It's just totally screwed up. Good to hear from you. Mike in New York. Yeah, that's the Mike that's called in for years. He's a retired police officer. I don't know if that's him. He hadn't called in about 6 months. And then we've got Jacob, James, Damien, and many others. Second hour coming up in 70 seconds. I'm Alex Jett.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.